Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buttons things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, yeah, I do. Man, God been good to me. Man, he been so good to me. Wow. And you know why I say it like that, what makes it amazing, is because it's been in spite of myself. I mean, you know what I mean by that? I mean that he's been good to me in spite of all the craziness I've done, all the foolishness I've gotten myself involved with, and not only got, but knowingly got myself involved with, all of the stupid decisions I've made. Put all that to the side, and he's still been good to me. Bring it all and put it on the plate, and he's still been good to me. Man, that's amazing, man. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that could say the exact same thing. I mean, come on, man. I got you ain't famous. I got ain't nobody got no microphone in your face. I got nobody ain't got no spotlight on you. I got nobody ain't got no camera in your face. I got nobody, probably ain't nobody blogging about you. But let me tell you something. If you break it down and be real about it, oh, you done something outside the box. You done something, ladies included. You've done something out the box. You woke up and went, what did I do that for? Oh, we've all done it. So with all that said and done, God still loves you, man. God still loves you, still wants the best for you, still considers you his child, and is willing, man, to show you your future. He is willing to show you your life. He is willing to let you take a peek at the blueprint. Man, that's an amazing God right there. Because I know I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I'm glad it's him. You know, today, man, I want to encourage brothers out there. And when I say brothers, I'm talking to everybody that's of the male species. I don't care about your color. I really, really don't. I don't even have time for that in my day. Matter of fact, sometimes when you get to discussing race, I just get tired of it sometimes. So I just wish. You know, some days I just want to wake up and just do me. You know, I got what the skin tone is. I got that. But I just want to wake up some days and just go on about my business and do me. I don't want to have to deal with it. Sometimes I get tired of talking about the issues. Ain't going to make them go away, but sometimes I get tired. So today I'm talking to brothers, all the brothers of the male species. I'm talking about men. Today, man, if you ain't doing it all, if you're feeling empty, man, start today completing your process and your journey. And you know what I'm saying by that? If there's a part of you that's missing as a man, and now, man, I'm talking to you, so, you know, some ladies listening, but you know what I'm talking about. It's some part of you that's missing as a man. If you ain't really been in touch with your kids like you're supposed to, now, for whatever the reason is, and please know, I do understand how sometimes women can use children as pawns. It happens all the time. I've been through it, man. I know what it feels like, man, to want to do something, but because you ain't got this or you ain't doing this, then I ain't going to let you have this. You got to fight through, fellas. You got to fight through. You got to fulfill your end of the deal. And I got how difficult they making it. I got how, man, it's going to come with some drama, but you got to fight through it. Because, man, we need fathers to be fathers. That's really what we need. If you're a man out there and you are a father of a child, we need you to do your job. I'm talking about our community, our situation, us as a people, all of us. We need you to be a father, period. Now, hey, man, I ain't coming down on you. I'm just your boy. I'm your man. And I've been in the same predicament and the same hole myself, where I couldn't get to them, where they were used as pawns, where they were told things about me that wasn't even true. I've been through it. You can't see them. You don't come over. Okay, got all that. You ain't sent this. You ain't, okay, hey, got all that. If you can call them sometimes, tell them you're thinking about them. Tell them you love them. If you can get a letter to them, if you can get a message to your children through one of your relatives, start the process today. Be a father. It's your job. Now, because you ignoring him, or you acting like they ain't over there, or you done backed them out of your mind because the situation got too difficult, I got that. I got that. But you got to step up and be fathers. You got to write a letter. You got to send the money. If she talking about if you don't send all the money, you ain't going to see them. Send what you got. If taking it over there is too much drama, send it through a relative. Give it to a mama. Give it to a sister. Ask her to take it over there and do something for the baby. Because, okay, you can't deal with the drama. I got that. And I know it's much to pay when you have to deal with that. Because I know hell have no fury like a woman scorned. Please know I know that. Please no. And that's a real statement. That ain't no saying Steve got. That's the truth. But do what you got to do. Sometimes you have to apologize. Sometimes an apology goes a long way to your children. Just say, look, because I've made this apology before. Hey, man, look, I'm sorry. I wasn't there for you. I was out grinding and hustling, and I wasn't paying attention to you. And I should have been. And I apologize. Now, imagine, man, there's days where you was telling people I was your father up at the school and they wasn't believing you. I apologize for sending you through that. But now, man, I tell you what, I made some mistakes and I got it together. I want me and you to move forward as father and son. I want me and you to move forward as father and daughter. I want to be in your life. Now, I ain't got a lot, but guess what? I know a lot. Because if you a man and you a father, please know you know something that child don't know. You have information. You have experience. That's all they need sometimes, to have somebody to talk to. That daughter of yours just needs to know from her daddy, how should a man treat me, Dad? What should I look for in a man? See, they'll take that information from you because they know it's coming from the right place. And then you know that your son needs you because you know how difficult it is if you're trying to be a man without your daddy. You already know how funky that is right there. So come on, man, admit your mistakes and move forward. Call your kids. Write a letter. Get a phone number on them. Send a text. Drop a message. Send a note up to the school. Do something, man. If those of us that are fathers would just be fathers, I could shut the mentoring camp down. Now, I would say I apologize because I don't want you to think I'm coming down on you, but I've been through this myself. I ain't really coming down. I'm just reminding you. This is our job. These are our children. This is our responsibility. We are men. There is no excuses. You don't get cut a break on that one. Sorry.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, another day has arrived. Another day. Another opportunity to be grateful. I woke up with it this morning, thanking him for just all the blessings. Now, let me say something. You may not be where you want to be, but can I tell you something? You on the way. Right. Oh, man, come on. You on the way. Look at it like that. Good morning, everybody. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mouth of the South. Junior, government name, Kill Space, and the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Junior, what's on your mind this morning, man? Watch come how on, fast I answer.
Yeah,
come on, I've been 65
you know
trips
today,
around the sun. I already know what.
Man, it's go day today, man. It's vote day. It's voting day, huh?
Yeah,
what,
yeah.
What's on the ballot for us today, huh? What we voting for today, huh? What's this about today, huh?
This is a vote for freedom.
Yeah.
This is a vote for justice.
Mm-hmm.
This is a vote to proving points.
Yes.
Today is a day where we stop the widespread belief that you can do like you want to do to us. Today is a day that we have an opportunity to get to these polls and send a clear message around this country that we are not going to allow the minority to control the majority. We're not going to do it. The symbol for this country is the American eagle. In order for an eagle to fly properly, it must have a right wing and a left wing. A right wing and a left wing. You cannot have it where one wing tells everybody else what to do in every case. That does not work. You got conservatives that's too conservative. You got liberals that's too damn liberal. That's what you got. And we're tired of it. We're not going to have it. Got to get some balance. Sure, and when you lose, you can't get mad because you lost. And then create the lie that you didn't lose. You did. But the race that concerns me more than any race, and all of them are important. They're really, all of these races are equally important. Let me say that. They're all equally important. But the one that concerns me the most is they done went and got Herschel Walker.
Yes, they did.
The most unqualified, unbelievable, no knowledge, no stance having, no credibility. But then they did it with the presidency. So why am I shocked?
Why are you surprised?
But we cannot let Herschel Walker in office. It'll be a sad day. Sad day.
That'll set us back right there.
Sad day.
Hmm. Yeah.
Sad day.
It'd be sad.
And we really would be beautiful to see Stacey Abrams in the White House. I mean, not in the White House. In
the governor's mansion.
Yeah.
It would be a beautiful thing.
Wonderful.
First African American governor.
Yeah,
that would be amazing.
She's gonna be our special guest.
Why y'all always trying to vote for somebody just cause they black? Cause y'all ass voting for them cause they. You the very reason you voting why you ain't voting for them is the reason I'm voting for. Yes, it's cause she black. Is that the same reason you ain't voting for? That's the bigger question.
And
for
qualified.
You.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Steve. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. It's time to start your morning off with the nephew and run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
Booty drop. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Jordan, please.
This is Jordan.
Hey, Jordan, how you doing? This is K-Dub. I'm calling, you know, we got somebody solicited your name for us. You know, we are a new social media outlet, and we're getting ready to go live tomorrow at 11 tomorrow morning. And we got to, you know, look like we're going to get a lot of followers, and that this is going to be a big app. So kind of wanted to see if you would be interested in being a part of the app and what we got going.
Well, I don't even know who would give you my information. What is this?
I don't know. I don't know who gave us your number or whatever, but they just told us you would be good for being on the app tomorrow morning. Like I said, we finna go live, so we're trying to get pictures and videos in today so we can get
pictures
them on there
what?
For tomorrow.
What is this app? What you want some pictures?
Yeah, what see this app is called Booty Drop. And what we do is so what happens is people send a video, they dropping their booty, or you could just send a picture of your behind. However you want to do it, you know, we're going to make it look real good or whatever, but, you know, you represent. But this is the new social media outlet that people are going to be communicating with. But this is Booty Drop, and we're getting ready to drop this tomorrow morning. Like I said, like 11 o'clock tomorrow, it's going to go live, so you'll be able to see yourself on there.
What? Ain't about Booty Drop. You got me messed up. I don't drop no booty for nobody but my man, okay? So I don't know who told you I was going to be on here, but I'm not doing no booty dropping.
Okay, so hold up. Okay, hold up. All right, first of all, somebody recommended you.
Okay,
you know, like
well,
I say,
be crazy.
Hold on now. We got all the slots filled except for this one. So, you know, I don't want to have our app there and then we ain't got everything on there we need. So we got to have you to do this?
Well, look, well, there's a lot of booties, okay? I'm not the only one. You know, thank you. No, ain't going to be no booty
pop. So I'm assuming, you know, I don't mean no harm. Like I say, this K-Dub, I don't mean no harm, but let me ask you this here. So evidently, you must have a butt that people admire. If, you know, if they put your name on here, then you must have a butt that they admire. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be as gentleman as possible. You understand what I'm saying? Is it a reason why you don't want to, you know, participate?
What? Ain't nobody going to be putting their booty on the internet for some app? No. No.
Okay, so let me ask you this here. You ain't on none of the other social media outlets? You don't have no pictures on there or nothing like that?
Not with my booty, no.
So you just trying to tell me that all your pictures is from the waist up?
No, they not all from the waist up, but I'm not about to be flashing my booty and jiggling it for your app.
But see, you don't understand what Booty Drop can do for you. Booty Drop can bring a lot of attention, you know, to you. You know, you're gonna meet a lot of people on this Booty Drop app. And that's what I'm trying to say is I don't want you to knock it till you tried it. Now, I say we put your booty on there for the first week and you see how many hits you get. And if you don't like it, then we take it down. That's all I'm saying. Just, you know, listen to K-Dub.
Let me tell you something. You're not about to put my booty on no app talking about give it a week? You know I got a brain, right? Ain't nobody about to be looking at my booty for a week on the internet.
All I'm saying is give your booty a week. That's all I'm saying.
No,
give your booty a week on my app.
I gave
you
a lifetime. We good. No, not putting my booty on no internet.
So, okay. Are you insecure about yourself?
Myself, that's why I can say no.
Let me just say this to you now: when once Booty Drop blow up and become a big time social media, then you know social outlet, then you're gonna be wanting to get back on here. And I'm gonna be honest with you, K-Dub, I ain't gonna want you on here no more because of the way you acting with me now.
Well, that's okay, K-Dub. You do you, boo. It's not happening. I'll go ahead and follow y'all tomorrow, but I'm not about to be on there.
So you don't want to be a star. I'm trying to make you a star is what I'm trying to say.
All right. I don't think I'm going to be an Instagram star from my booty jiggling. I'm okay. There's plenty of people doing that already. Sure, you'll find somebody to get that slot.
I'm just trying to make you a star. That's all I'm trying to do.
You know what? What I really want to know is who the f*** told you to call me? This some more bullshit. Don't nobody need this. You don't call me talking about you want to see my booty. Who do you think I am? Better question. Who do you think you are? This is some bullshit. Black women don't have time for this. You need to call talking about you're going to pay some bills. That's what you need to call talking about. Don't call me talking about no booty.
I'm sorry, what?
Don't call me talking about no booty. Call me talking about you want to pay some student loans. Tell me you're trying to pay a car note. Don't call me talking about you want to see my booty on the internet. This is so ridiculous. Like, what is this bullshit?
Okay. So I guess it's safe to say you ain't going to drop your booty.
Ain't nobody dropping no booty.
I'm launching this tomorrow. I'm launching a whole lot of booties tomorrow, and I'm going to have one space empty. You see what I'm saying?
This is a great lesson in being prepared, starting early, because you're going to encounter some no's, brother. No, but really, who the f***? I need to know who gave you my number. Like, really, who thought that was a good idea? No, really, because you dodging the question. I don't appreciate that. I need to know, like, who?
I don't know all that. My job is to get Booty Drop feel, and I'm missing one booty, and here it is now. You know, here it is the day before I'm launching. Here it is now. You don't want to do it.
Okay, well, but I need to know who. Like, why would they do this?
Okay, Tommy the one told me you was going to do it. He said you would be up for it.
Who is Tommy?
Tommy told me you would drop that booty for our Booty Drop app.
I don't know no Tommy. Who is Tommy?
Tommy, nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, you playing.
Jordan, you just got pranked by your girl, Amber.
Okay, Amber. Okay. Okay, nephew. Okay. Y'all playing this morning. Y'all got my blood pressure up. Okay, y'all playing. Okay.
You good, baby? I'm sorry, baby.
You
good?
You know we good. I'm going to calm down. I see you, though. I see you. You got me.
Was I lit? I'm sorry.
You got me lit. It was a little turned up over here, okay? Okay? You got me using words I'm not supposed to, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I'm supposed
man.
To be saying some of them words. The booty drop.
Okay. Tell me this, though, baby, before we go. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show with Nephew Tommy.
Oh, Lord, nephew. All right, Q. Coming up next, we'll ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey, right after this.
Asking me.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, today is the day. Go vote, everyone. No excuses. Today is the day. I hope you planned it out and you're ready to get in there and fight and vote.
Come
on,
baby.
At the top of the hour, yeah, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams.
Yeah.
Stacey Abrams will be our very special guest. But right now, as we switch gears, it is time to ask the CLO.
Ready.
All right. Heather in Knoxville writes, a new Jamaican restaurant opened up by my house and I love the food. So I'm there often. Sunday, a new girl was taking orders and I've never seen her there. She was very rude. So I told the owner. He said she was his wife and she's a crazy Leo, but harmless. Should I overlook it or start eating elsewhere?
Hmm. Well, what you gonna do? The man told you his wife. That means he can't do nothing about it. You like the food. She ain't got to be the only one servicing. They bring food out.
Just eat.
Damn. Just eat the food. Being that complaining, the man told you his wife. Well, don't go that in no more. What you write us for? This is CLO. This is for love relationships, not the love of oxtails. That ain't what we here for.
Delicious.
Ooh. They got some good ass oxtails. I don't care how mad they are.
Yeah. All right. So you're saying just go to another restaurant. Okay, Karshina.
No, just go to that restaurant. She ain't the only lady. Stop tripping. Everybody ain't gotta be all sweet and kind to you. This America.
You don't want to spend your money where somebody's rude, though, Steve. You don't.
Yeah, I know, but Shirley, she wrote in to me. She didn't say, this ain't strawberry letter.
Whatever.
Yeah. See, y'all over here, my segment. Chief.
Anyway.
We ain't talking about some damn oxtails. It's supposed to be relationship questions.
That's what you're really mad about, but so take
really
it out on
all
me.
In
I
here,
can
none
take
of that
it.
Rice and peas and things
I
now.
I can take it. All right, Karshina in Southville says, my husband works at the casino and he came home with makeup on his shirt. He said a drunk lady had to be carried out of the casino and he's a waiter. So why would he carry her out? Do you believe a chick was gambling alone, drunk?
Yeah, in Vegas, all that's happening.
Hell,
that.
Hell.
Everything has happened.
Somebody got to help her later.
He had to help her get up. The makeup got on the collar. Mm-hmm. She was drunk. Yes, that sounds perfectly fine to me. Next question.
Uma in Charlotte writes, I'm a 28-year-old married woman, and I have a private suite for my esthetician services. I have a large clientele of males because of a secret service that I do with my hands, and it's an upcharge. I only use my hands, nothing else. Is this cheating?
What?
Just hands?
Yeah, you ain't been watching the news.
What is going on?
Your whole career gone.
Go.
You're gonna hear what your marriage gonna be. You let your man find out if that's cheating or not.
There's none going over.
The word you're doing starts with an M, and we all know what that is, and that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
This is so cheating.
This is what you're doing. You charge an upcharge.
Yeah.
Happy endings.
Happy endings.
That's a form, anytime you sell sexual pleasures, that's prostitution. Now, you think your husband going to be all right with that? Well, let me ask you a question. Suppose your husband had an esthetician business and he had a private suite and a lot of his clientele was women. And he did a certain thing where he upcharged and he only used his hands. How would you feel when you find out?
I thought facials. They bust pimples and bumps and facials and stuff.
They do.
What are they doing way down there?
It's for facials. That's for the part of the facial. Let's go to the next question.
What? All right, this is the last one. Very last one. Chastity and Destin says, I've always wanted to live by the beach, so I took a solo trip to Destin. My husband told me if I went on the trip, he was going to leave me simply because it didn't look right to our friends for me to go somewhere by myself. My husband thinks I'm too headstrong. Why is this a problem for him all of a sudden?
Well, it's not all of a sudden. You came into the house all of a sudden and said you always wanted to live on the beach, so you're taking a trip by yourself. I mean, your husband may not want to live on the beach, but he don't want to go to the beach. So it does look suspicious. I don't think it's worth losing your marriage over. You didn't say you was going on a girl's trip or you was going with meet somebody there. You just said you was going by yourself. I don't think it should cost you your marriage. But then we don't know the track record. What happened last time you went somewhere by yourself? See. Why is you always going somewhere by your damn self?
Always, she said. So I took a solo trip to Destin.
Well, I'm just saying, we don't know the track record. So my question would be, if he has asked, why are you always going somewhere by yourself? If this is the first and only time, it's not cause to lose your marriage over. But, you know, your explanation sounds shaky to me. I've always wanted to live by the beach, so I've decided to take a trip to Destin by myself.
Destin,
Okay.
I heard that was a nice place.
Yeah, people go there
nice.
A lot.
It is nice. Pensacola has that panhandle beaches up there nice, but I can't go.
Why? You're too famous?
Why?
Eat my ass alive. Oh, I walk down the beach. All I'm going to do is take a selfie trying to explain.
You're too famous. You're too famous and too fine. Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Oh, I ain't too fine. I'm gonna have to respond to some of these comments, though. That's for damn sure. He got a dad bod. Well, I'm a granddaddy.
So, what should she do? Her husband thinks she's too headstrong, and she wants to know why is this a problem for him all of a sudden.
Well, because you're headstrong. He wants a more submissive wife. Now, you ready for all that to get started? That is. That's why he having a problem with it. Because he wants you to be more submissive and you ain't. And you ain't fitting to be. And it's 2022. They don't even have submissive wives no more. You ain't Amish. They ain't fitting to have them. let me take that back before I get in trouble for saying that. Well, what I'm supposed to do? You know, it's, you know, unless we riding down, you know.
What?
The speed limit is 60. See, I'm from Ohio, so I grew up carrying all that. Well, I'm from Ohio, and they have Amish community. Yeah. They do. They have a huge Amish community, and you get in behind that horse.
Yeah, in Pennsylvania
buggy,
too, right?
You know, in Pennsylvania,
and man,
yeah.
Man, Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. You be riding, you be going along, all of a sudden you got slam on brakes. You got to wait. Then you're the double yellow line. You can't cross it. You're sitting up behind this buggy.
What did I do with this lady
with her being headstrong?
Then Jose sitting up in here driving like he.
Okay. Thank you, CLO. We'll put you out of
back
your misery.
Here, man. Come on, man.
Coming up at the top of the hour, very special guest. This is Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams will be here. Right after
now,
this.
Now, her ass can't go to Florida.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, as promised, our very special guest is our Democratic candidate for governor for the state of Georgia. Georgia has a historic, we had a historic early voter turnout for this big election, and we want to keep the momentum going as you head to the polls today. Well, she's wrapped up her big Let's Get It Done statewide bus tour, so now it's up to Georgia voters to get it done. Please welcome to the show our choice for governor of Georgia, Ms. Stacey Abrams.
Yes, sir.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Good morning. Yes.
Well, Ms. Abrams, give us an overview of your Let's Get It Done statewide bus tour. What was that like for you?
It was extraordinary. We went all across the state from Statesboro to Brunswick to, we were in Milledgeville. We were down in Albany. We went as far north, but we were in Dalton. We went everywhere, and the energy is real. The opportunity is real. And if people show up today between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., we are going to win this race.
That's exactly right. And that's what we're counting on. We've been pushing hard for all of your constituents, all of our listeners on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Even though we're a national show, well, I live in Atlanta. So I've been really, really pushing for the state of Georgia. But all of us on the show have been pushing. We've got some concerns about Texas also and everywhere else, but we've really been pushing forward. Now, and we noticed something in last Sunday's debate with Governor Kemp, he failed to answer whether or not he'd sign new abortion limits into law if he were reelected. Let's talk about that for a minute.
He absolutely will sign that legislation, and what he was hesitating about was how bad it was going to be. This is someone who was caught on a mic saying that he was willing to limit access to contraception. He was caught on another mic saying he agreed with potential limits to women getting access to IVF treatment. He has also said he likes the Texas bounty law that allows people to turn in their friends for $10,000 if you accuse them of having an illegal abortion. Those are the kinds of bills that he will allow to come to his desk and may sign. And if that doesn't terrify every single person, you're not paying attention. For Black women, this is dangerous. We are three times more likely to die from maternal mortality-related issues. We are going to be investigated by sheriffs. And all of these things will happen because Brian Kemp does not care about the women of Georgia.
Wow. That was so obvious, too, you know. And also, I mean, this guy, it's a clear choice for us, Governor Stacey Abrams. It's a clear choice for us when it comes to choosing who should govern the state of Georgia for the people, because it's obvious she's a candidate for the people. We got to get it together, y'all, and get out to these polls today. For those of us that haven't early voted, we've got to get out to the polls. Now, also, let me bring this point up. Last week, Atlanta Medical Center closed.
Yes.
He said it was going to happen, but it's closed, which now leaves the metro Atlanta area with only one level one trauma center. That's Grady Hospital. Grady is already overrun with patients. This is the sixth hospital that has closed. Is this the sixth one that's closed under Kemp's watch,
yes,
Ms. Abrams?
It is the sixth one that's closed, and he has given away, meaning he has refused to accept, $12 billion in the last 4 years that could have saved those hospitals and saved lives. And let's be clear what it means to not have a level one trauma center. We have the ninth highest gun violence rate in the nation. When a gun wound happens, if you're lucky, it's just you just need to go to a hospital. But if it is a trauma, which most gun violence is, if Grady can't take you, the next closest trauma center is Macon, 85 miles south. Yes. Wow. The next closest trauma center is Macon. We're down to Grady, Atrium in Macon, Memorial down in Savannah, and Augusta has a hospital. That's it.
They'll die before they get there.
That's it. And so think about what happened to Takeoff in Houston. I mean, God rest his soul, and it is a tragedy. That man was a beautiful musician and an artist. He was killed by senseless gun violence. He's a son of Gwinnett County. This is a young man. What happened to him in Houston could happen, does happen in Georgia. And if you are one of those victims, you can, and you need access to a hospital, look, right now, Emory is on diversion. They can't take you. Is not going to take you. We don't know where they will send. And if you need a level one trauma center, it is Macon. That's where you have to go if you survive.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. And now, folks, because Atlanta has the gun violence that it has, and now people are going to go, well, it's such a high crime area. You do know that's directly related to gun laws, which we don't have any. So
gun violence has increased 23% under Brian Kemp. And if you watch the debate before, he lied and said that we had background checks. Georgia doesn't have universal background checks. He made sure of it. By eliminating the background check for concealed carry permits, he eliminated one of the few background checks we have for guns that are purchased either in private sales or in gun shows. And Steve, you know this. There's a gun show every week in Atlanta, every week in Georgia.
Yeah.
And you do not get a background check. There is a loophole if you buy a gun through a gun show or through a private sale. He has made it more dangerous to live in Georgia, and he has now made it more dangerous and more lethal to try to survive in Georgia. That's what we're deciding today. We're deciding, do you want a governor who believes in protecting your life, protecting your freedom, and protecting your wallet? Brian Kemp doesn't believe in doing any of those things for folks who he doesn't consider like him.
None of it. Not a damn thing. Miss Abrams, hang on one second. Great interview. Hey, y'all, we're coming back with more with our future governor, Stacey Abrams, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, everybody, we're back, and our special guest this morning is gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams. And if we get out and do our job today, we could be talking to the next governor of the state of Georgia. I'm so sick of the way it's done to the people of Georgia. We need a change in here. And that's how urgent today's election is. And why do we need everybody? Why do we need everybody to get out and vote, especially black men, Ms. Abel?
Because we have seen record turnout, and black men have actually performed better than any population. They've actually outperformed black women as a percentage of their turnout from 2018. By 1 point, but it's still more. And here's the thing. We have seen this historic turnout, and if we keep up the momentum, we win. The numbers are in our favor. But what they're counting on is that we showed up for early voting and now we're going to sit down and think we're done. And what I know we know is that we're not done until the last poll closes. And that's why I need people to get in line and stay in line. They are hoping you will give up. They are hoping you're going to be distracted by the fact that Cobb County failed to send out 1,000 absentee ballots. They're going to hope you get distracted by someone asking you if you have the right to vote. You have the right, you have the responsibility, and we have the reason. We can win. And if we win, we have $6.6 billion sitting in our bank account that we can use to invest in education, in healthcare, in affordable housing, in helping small businesses, especially black-owned businesses, get the resources they need. This governor is okay with the fact that black people are 33% of the population, but get less than 2% of the business revenue, and people of color altogether get less than 2% of the state contracts. I can change that the day I become the governor of Georgia.
That's exactly right. And you know what else, folks? That $6 billion that he's just sitting on, it would have saved the Atlanta Medical Center.
Yeah.
I've learned, this is a fact now, this money sitting there that he doesn't have to request. It's available because he's the governor. He has the power to sign. Is that a true statement, Ms. Abrams?
Absolutely. I'll give you a perfect example. $400 million is sitting in what's called the Rental Assistance Fund. That's the money that's supposed to help people from being evicted. On Tuesday, the same day that Atlanta Medical Center shut down, he also shut down the portal so no one can apply for the money. Even though we've got people on the edge of eviction on November 1st, the day you pay your rent, the day you pay your mortgage, he turned off the access to $400 million in Georgia taxpayers' money because he doesn't want to give you the money, and he unilaterally could turn it off. I can turn it back on.
In case you're trying to make this about race, that type of policy affects everybody. To those constituents in Georgia who are hurting financially, who needs the assistance, that hurt you as well, black or white. Hang on one second, Miss Abrams. We'll be right back. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more with Miss Stacey Abrams.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, everybody, we're back. We're back, and our special guest this morning is Miss Stacey Abrams, who's on the ballot today against Kemp for the governorship of Georgia, and we need her. We really, really do. Miss Abrams, I want to pay you a compliment, ma'am. I've watched you very closely. You have poured out your heart and soul into this mission. You have campaigned.
Yes.
You have put forth an effort. I haven't seen it. You have worked tirelessly. I think you're a woman of your word. I think that you are just what Georgians need. I think today is important. We've got to get to the polls. We've got to stand in line. It doesn't matter. Take your water with you. Take your lawn chair with you. Take your prop-up stool. Get yourself comfortable. Do not allow them through voter suppression to stop you from voting today. We can make a difference just like we did in 2018. And brothers, your boy is calling on you. Get to the polls and prove them wrong today.
Vote Stacey Abrams.
Thank you. I want to tell people, go to StaceyAbrams.com/vote, because the only other thing they're going to do to you is if you go to the wrong precinct in your county, you go to the right county, but you go to the wrong precinct. It used to be you could get a provisional ballot and come back and fix it. Brian Kemp changed that law because 7,000 votes like that helped Joe Biden win in 2020. So he changed the law. Now, if you go to the wrong precinct before 5 p.m., they will not give you a provisional ballot. So go to StaceyAbrams.com/vote. Make sure you're at the right polling place. And once you get there, stay in line until you cast your ballot. Every vote counts. We won in 2020. We won in 21. We came incredibly close in 18. We can get it done. We have unfinished business, and we can finish that business today by 7 p.m. Show up, show out, and show America who Georgia is.
Ladies and gentlemen,
ooh, let's get it done.
The next governor of the state of Georgia, Miss Stacey Abrams.
Yay!
Yes!
Yay!
Yes!
Yes!
Go to StaceyAbrams.com, everybody. StaceyAbrams.com.
Slash vote.
Slash vote.
Vote.
StaceyAbrams.com.
Uh-huh.
Slash vote. Check your precinct. Make sure you're there because voter suppression is real. They found another way to stop us. Make sure you're in the right so you don't have to get a provisional ballot because they're not going to give you one. Make sure you go to the right precinct today. Double check before you get in the car and make your move. They are trying everything. We are going to survive it all. Ms. Abrams, thank you so much. We will be talking to you soon.
Thank you all so much. I so appreciate your help. Take care.
So that's it. We've heard from her today. Today mm-hmm. is voting day. We got to get to these polls, y'all. For everybody that didn't early vote, it's okay. We're voting today. It's okay. And make sure, everybody, make sure before you go to the polls, go to StaceyAbrams.com/vote. StaceyAbrams.com/vote. And make sure you check your precinct because we've done that before. My wife and I, they moved our precinct and they moved the precinct and they had to give us a provisional ballot because they had moved our precinct. Well, he's passed a law to stop that. 7,000 people happened last year, and you remember, all they needed was 11,000, and Trump would have been in Georgia.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, did you hear me?
Yes, sir. We hear.
So they found 7,000 ways now. They found 7,000 votes to try to trick us. It's called voter suppression, everybody. It's no need to pass that law. It's no need. They are the most hateful ass people. Man, when it comes to not getting their way, these politicians, this party can be hateful, man. It's win at all cost. I'm telling you right now, they voted for Donald Trump to win at all cost. You put this immoral guy in the White House, ain't paying taxes. No, man, that's what they did.
Insurrection, January 6th.
They don't care about that. And now they done dug up this old ass slave named Herschel and then brought his ass over here to Georgia and gave him a free house and everything. Look, I'm gonna put this slave at the damn door. Man, miss me.
Thank you to the black men who have been showing up at the polls. Thank you. All right, we need more of you. Thank you.
We showing up against Herschel.
Yes. We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, he hid his wife for years. Okay, we'll find out what that's all about. We'll get into that in just a few. But right now, it is time for the nephew. Nephew Tommy is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Tommy?
I mean, you want this on election day? You really want straight stupid on election day?
No. This is something ignorant. What is it?
I mean, if you want it, I got it for you.
I don't really think it's optional.
Thank you. Okay, well, we have it. This right here is FPC. That's Funeral Picture Company.
Okay, well, that sounds harmless.
FPC. Okay. Come on, Kat. FPC, yeah.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Darwin. Darwin.
This is he.
Hey, Darwin, how you doing? This is Frank with FPC. We're trying to come down and see about making an appointment with you within the next week, if that's possible.
Appointment for what there?
We're supposed to come by. I'm with FPC. We wanted to, we have
FPC?
You on file.
What is that? What is FPC?
Sir, your name was left with us, and you're on our file to actually come out and make an appointment with you so we can get your picture taken.
You must have the wrong number. I'm not signed up to take no picture or anything, sir.
Okay, well, you're Darwin, correct?
Yes, I am Darwin, and you call Darwin, and that's who you call it, but anything about a picture, what's up with a picture?
We've got you on our schedule here, FPC, we have you on our schedule for us to come out to your home and take your picture.
Okay, FPC, which company is that? What type of picture would I be taking? I'm not taking no picture, but what is FPC?
Okay, you don't know anything about a photo being taken of you? Needing to be taken?
No.
Okay. Sir, FPC is, this is a funeral picture company.
Who?
Funeral picture company. And what we do is we come out and take your picture, and we actually keep it on file. That way, when you do pass away, we have your picture for your program, and we have a nice picture for you.
Oh, man. Well, look, I'm not dead right now. You're not taking no picture of me. Who is this again?
My name is Frank. Frank.
Oh, okay, Frank. You mean to tell me y'all taking pictures of people before they die just so you could have their picture on file?
So we keep it on file, and then you have a good picture on your program. And that's what we do.
Like some I ain't signed up for nothing like that. Who the hell signed me up for some like that?
I'm not quite sure, but we're trying to schedule where we can come out beginning of next week so we can get your picture taken.
Next week, week after, you get a picture when I'm dead. You're not taking no picture of me before I die. That don't sound right.
Sir, don't you want to have a good picture on your program?
Sir, you're not taking no picture of me for no funeral arrangements that I'm not dead yet. I don't understand that. What the hell is this about? Nobody. Who signed me up for it then? Tell me that much.
Sir, I don't have the actual person listed here on who signed you up, but I do have the number, and you are Darwin, Mr. Darwin. So.
I didn't sign up for it, and I'm not taking no picture. You guys run around taking pictures of people before they die just to have a good picture on file? That sounds like some man. I ain't never heard of no like that, sir.
Okay, sir, are you, I mean, we have your address here. Are you available?
No, I'm not available. I'm not available at all to take no picture for a funeral. That I'm not even dead yet. I don't get that. That sounds like a bunch of And who the hell gave you my number? That's what I want to know.
Sir, I'm not quite sure, but one thing we have to do is we have to follow through with our job. So what we're going to have to do is I have to come out there and take a picture.
I don't want to
create a problem, but I have to get a picture of you by next week.
Oh, it's going to be a problem because you're not getting no picture of me for no funeral arrangement.
Mr. Darwin, I have to come by your house at least by Friday at around 12 noon. I'll come by and get a picture.
Friday? You ain't coming by my goddamn house no Friday. You a lie. I be come over here to try to get my picture. I got plenty of goddamn pictures in my house to put on the motherfucking funeral program. I'm not taking no picture. That means I'm claiming to be dead. I'm not dead. That's some old bad little got there. I don't know who the you work for, Frank, but you got that.
Sir, I work for FPC, sir. I work for FPC.
FCC, my you ain't not taking no picture of me. Don't come over here Friday talking about no goddamn picture.
Okay,
you better bring
sir.
Your goddamn pistol, and I hope they got your goddamn picture on file. But that's a stupid goddamn company you work for. I ain't never heard of nobody taking no picture before they die. I got millions of pictures in here for that program. And when I'm gone, what the f*** I care about what a picture look like or who had my goddamn funeral? This will make me you tell whoever the f*** you work for, they need to go find another goddamn occupation. That don't make no goddamn sense. You're not coming over here Friday, buddy. You come over here if you want to.
Okay, Mr. Darwin.
Yes.
Are you familiar with Glenda?
That's my wife. What the f*** you about to say now?
All I want to do is say this, man. I just want to say Glenda the one that got me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy, baby, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, huh?
I'll be a Oh, boy, y'all done lost your head. I ain't never heard of no business like this. Some FPC funeral picture-taking Well, man, I said my New Year's resolution, I was going to cut back on drinking, but you got me over here about to tip a bottle right now. Boy, nephew, you crazy. Oh, you crazy, man. Hey, come over here today about 4 and get a picture of Glenda. You come pick up picture. Y'all got me, baby. You got me,
baby.
Oh, man, I ain't never heard of no company like that.
Hey, your wife put me up to it, man. I tell you what, you tune in tomorrow morning, man. You're going to catch yourself on national radio.
Hey, Dad, I'm going to tell everybody. Boy, they had me hot over here. I'm going to, don't tell Glenda, but I'm going to have me a drink anyway. I was looking for an excuse to drink. That right there, a funeral picture taken to put on fire. Boy, y'all done lost a half a mind y'all had with that and that, buddy.
Hey, man, I got to ask you something, man. Darwin, tell me this here, man. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Wake Up Show, buddy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Play so
you the lie.
I'm
you the lie.
You got him, though. You did.
Would you want to pick the picture for your program? Is that sound like bad luck to y'all?
Bad
pick the
luck.
Picture. Yeah.
Why would I do that? Luck. But...
Yeah.
Ain't no more love.
I mean,
Uncle,
I got a bunch of pictures of you. Which one would you want on the program? That's a legitimate thing
on mine. I don't care. I ain't gonna be here. So.
Yeah, who cares? Yeah, you're dead.
Make that team.
Yeah, would you want your head shot?
Yeah, your glam shot.
I want a picture of me barbecuing.
Grilling, huh?
He loved to barbecue, as you can see from the picture.
Look at the way he's
say
just
he
so happy flipping them ribs.
Right. We're sure going to miss his cooking.
Oh, that Steve sure could do some baby backs. He sure
could. He
could
barbecue.
Got his apron on and everything.
There's another one of him.
Which one is this? Which picture is this, fool?
Look at him. Look at him just eating that corn. Look at him.
Everyone, get your obituary I opened, it had a picture at the table, at the dinner table. Somebody always at the dinner table in the obituary pictures, man.
Yes.
Well, in guess that was his last supper.
In that program.
Table full of food.
He didn't know that was his last supper.
Wait, it's so sad.
All right. Go out and take your funeral picture today if you're not doing it.
No way.
Now we're still alive.
Why?
All right, nephew. That... Coming up next, Strawberry Letter for today. The subject is he hid his wife for years. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. You never know. Your letter could come up. This one right here could be yours. So write us. We'd love to help you. We'd love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm. We would could love to hear from you. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Subject, he hid his wife for years. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 12 years and I've been a side chick for the past 4 years. My husband brought me a bad gift home 4 years ago and I had to take antibiotics and 2 shots to get rid of it. It wasn't just the fact that he cheated on me, but the lady he messed with told me that he never used any protection. I stopped having sex with my husband altogether. But I didn't want a divorce. I get all of my needs met by my man on the side who led me to believe he's divorced. He said he owns his home and it was a nice and very neat home. He's cooked for me there and he allowed me to keep toiletries there to freshen up after we have our fun together. My husband and I got in a big argument the other night and I called my side man and told him I needed to see him. He gave me the code to his front door and told me to spend the night at his house and he'd be there in the morning. He was at his sister's house. I was shocked he let me stay in his house alone. After I got ready for bed, I started doing what any woman might do. I snooped in his drawers and in his home office. He only had a few pair of underwear in the dresser with 2 shirts and a jogging suit in the closet. Everything was so neat that it seemed unreal to me. I checked his home office and found a for rent sign or found for rent signs in his closet with his phone number on the signs. Then I found utility bills in a woman's name for this same address. I found her on Instagram and realized she's my man's wife. How did he hide a wife for 4 years? was this their rental property or Airbnb that I spent the night in? I called him for some answers, but he won't call me. Why would he hide his marriage? Well, I think he hid his marriage because he obviously didn't want you to know he had a wife. I mean, that seems, you know, the most simple answer. He didn't want you in his business. You're not his wife. You're just a side chick. So he doesn't owe you an explanation. That's the only thing I see here. You're probably thinking, but I've been with him for 4 years. Why wouldn't he tell me he was married? Because I guess in his mind, that's not what it is. He knew you were married, and I'm assuming you told him early on. That would have been a good time for him to tell you he was too, but he just didn't. I mean, he knew you guys were just sleeping together, and that's as far as it would go. So that information, he decided to keep to himself. But here's a question for you. Did you ever ask him? Why didn't you ask him? I'm sure the answer is no, because if you had asked him, he probably would have told you had you asked him. That's one of the first things you should ask. You didn't say he lied to you. You just said he led you to believe he was divorced. That should have been the first thing you asked, like I said. So don't blame your side piece, you know, for not telling you. And remember, you did go snooping for something. And you know the saying, when you go looking for something, you're usually going to find it. And you found it. Okay, so now what? Are you going to stop seeing this man? I doubt it. I doubt that you are, especially after 4 years. And anyway, you're married too. So now you're just two people cheating on their spouses. I mean, what do you want? What do you want from us? Steve, what does she want?
Well, let's just start the letter. The title of the letter is, "He Hid His Wife for Years." Let's go to the bottom of the letter. Here's the question. Why would he hide his marriage? Number one answer, why you don't have the answers to none of these. Because you ain't nothing. Okay. And a hush fell over Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you ain't nothing. Listen to me, lady. First of all, you don't respect your marriage. You don't respect yourself. But you want somebody else to respect you. Are you kidding me? What do you got to tell you for? You're cheating on your husband with this man. You're the cheater here. Now, he got a wife, and he cheating too. Your question ain't, how do I get out of this? Your question ain't, how did I get into this? Your question ain't, what do I do now? How do I get him to recognize me? How do I get him to tell me he married? For what? Shirley said it best. You're not finna leave him. You're not finna stop. So what you write us for? You're cheating with a man because you made a decision not to get a divorce, and you get your needs met by your man on the side. Now, you've been a side chick for the past 4 years because you discovered newly that the guy you've been getting your needs met with is married, and he didn't tell you. You know why he didn't tell you? Can I say this again? Because you ain't nothing. You ain't nothing. He done let you come over some little piece of house he got somewhere, gave you a code to some little piece of house. He got a little extra piece of property for his extra piece. You the extra piece. You see.
Okay. Hold that thought,
back.
Steve.
We come back. I'm gonna tell you what you are.
Yeah. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he hid his wife for years. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, he hid his wife for years.
The only question this woman has in this letter is at the bottom of it. Why would he hide his marriage? Because you ain't nothing. He ain't got to tell you nothing. You have a husband that brought a venereal disease home which is known now as a sexually transmitted disease. In my era, that's called VD. That's how you know you old, when it's VD. Hmm. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I can tell you exactly what you had, because if you had to take antibiotics and two shots to get rid of it, you had the one that starts with the G. Because you can't get rid of the other one. Huh? See, the other one, penicillin, don't work on. But the one that starts with the G, you can get healed from that one. And that's why you with him, because you got healed. That's a shot and some antibiotics. Mm-hmm. And you just found out through a checkup, but he brought it home because he has actual symptoms. He in the bathroom hollering. You get symptoms and you don't know till you go get a checkup. That's how you found out he brought it home to you. Now, I just want to clear that up. That's a lot of trips around the sun. I know all this type of things right
here.
Very
graphic.
You know, okay. I'm from the VD generation. That's what she had.
Thank you for sharing. Wow.
And then the lady he messed with told you he never used protection. You know what? People in your life can just come to you with anything.
Anything.
You just a little wealth of information. Everybody just tell you anything.
No
how
boundaries.
The lady that he messed with called you and told you, we ain't never used no protection. That's how he got what I got. I ain't even know I had it. And you need to go get yourself checked out. That's how you found out you had it. But
girl,
he knew
what?
He had it because he was in the bathroom hollering. I'm telling y'all this what happened.
Girl, you lying.
No, you got it. Go get yourself checked. Now, he gave you the key to the house. And now, this is what she said. I didn't want a divorce. I get all my needs met by a man on the side who led me to believe he's divorced. I don't know if he led you to believe that. I don't think you asked, like Shirley said. Said he owns his home. It was nice and very neat home. He cooked for you there and all like that. Your husband got in a big argument the other night, and then you called your side man and told him you needed to see him. He gave you a code to the front door, told me to spend the night, and he was over there at his sister's house. Now, he wasn't at his sister's house. He was at home.
With his wife.
What, dude? Who spent the night at their sister's house?
Nobody.
Married man.
Who do that? What married man spent the night at his sister's house? Man, please. Lady, get out of here. I was shocked he let me stay in his house alone, so I did what anybody else would do. I started dipping. I snooped through his drawers in the office, home office. He only had a few pair of underwear and a dresser. That's because that's his side spot for his side chicks. See? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you the other side chick. Then I found the utility bill and all this here. How did he hide a wife for 4 years? Because you wasn't looking for nothing but a side piece. You was looking for somebody to meet your sexual needs since you started sleeping with your husband since he gave you the G word. Now, that's all you wanted. You wanted to just sleep with this man. Now,
that's all it is.
I called him for some answers, but he won't call me. You staying at his house. He can't call. He's sitting next to his wife. But I can't call you. He gave you the code. You're in the house. Let me explain something to you what you are. When you go to buy chicken at a fast food restaurant, let's use Popeyes for an example because they have good chicken. And you order the chicken. Let me show you where you fit at in this right here. You're not an extra thigh. You're not an extra breast. He didn't ask for a two-piece. You, ma'am, are the slaw.
Mm. Uh-oh.
You're the slaw.
Like Love and Marriage Huntsville, the coleslaw?
No, you just slaw. You a side. Mm-hmm. You just a side. You're not an actual piece of chicken. Mm. See, he didn't get another two-piece and a biscuit. All he got was a pint of coleslaw. You are the equivalent in a two-piece to a pint of coleslaw.
Wow.
And the reason you don't get to be a dish all your own is because he know you are the dish of another man. Mm-hmm. See, you're married. Once you're willing to do that and you're married, then we can reduce you even further. So now you don't get to be an extra piece of chicken in the box. All you finna be is a bigger side order. See, you the side chick with no benefits. He gave you the code. He didn't give you a house. He ain't helping you with your rent. He ain't paying your car note. He letting you use his extra house. You don't even get the money for your own apartment. You are a pint of coleslaw. That's the side you are. You ain't the beans and rice. You ain't none of that. You ain't mashed potatoes. That's too thick. You are, and all you are is a little more gravy or coleslaw. And if either one of them ain't in the box, you still gonna eat your chicken. Oh, let the church say amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. Amen. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, in case you missed it, coming up next, Steve's interview with Senator Raphael Warnock right after this. Go vote.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We got a special guest this morning. This man is in the running for the senator of the state of Georgia. And since his election to the U.S. Senate back in 2021, our special guest has led the fight to expand access to affordable health care and lower the costs for hardworking Georgia families. While serving all this time as the senior pastor at the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta for the past 17 years, we've invited him to join us today to stress the importance of voting in the midterm election. He is our Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate, and we want him to remain in that position, and the entire Steve Harvey Nation is on board with this mission. Please welcome to the show Senator Raphael Warnock.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody. Great to be with Steve Harvey.
Sir, it is our honor to have you on the show. Congratulations so far, and we got a lot of work to do to make this thing happen. So let's get started. You are leading the fight for all of us that live here in Georgia, in the U.S. Senate, to lower cost and to protect and grow good-paying jobs and stand up for veterans and families. Let's talk about that for a moment, sir.
That's absolutely right. Thank you so much. It's great to be here. And listen, serving the people of Georgia in the United States Senate is the high honor of my life. It's a real special thing when the people of the state say, you know, when we think about our families and our children, when we think about our grandmothers and our grandfathers and what they need, we want you to serve us. We want you to represent us. And I'm honored to do it every single day. We pass, first of all, the single largest tax cut for middle and working class families in American history. Called the Expanded Child Tax Credit. We did that early in my tenure in the Senate. And in recent months, we passed the Inflation Reduction Act, now signed into law by the president, has two provisions that I wrote. One caps the cost of insulin for folks who are on Medicare to no more than $35 of out-of-pocket costs per month. I was trying to get it done for folks on private insurance as well. But people who work in the building that I work in, some of those politicians, too many of them, feel that they work for the pharmaceutical companies. Well, I work for the people of Georgia. I was able to get this cap for folks on Medicare, on insulin. And if the people of Georgia send me back to the Senate, I won't rest until we get an insulin cap for everybody who needs it. Insulin shouldn't be expensive. It's a 100-year-old drug. I also wrote another provision that caps the cost of prescription drugs for seniors who are on Medicare. And I'm very clear that our grandmothers and grandfathers shouldn't have to choose between buying medicine that they need and groceries that they need. The people of Georgia hired me to stand up and fight for them, and I'm committed to doing that every single day.
Yes, sir.
Hold on 1 second. We'll be right back. We're talking to our Senate candidate, Senator Raphael Warnock, and we'll be right back. We're talking about a lot of things and the ways he's helping Georgia families here. We'll be right back with more from Senator Raphael Warnock.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation,
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
All right, everybody, we're back, and our special guest this morning is our Senator candidate and current Senator, Raphael Warnock. He's up for re-election, and we got some work to take care of, Steve Harvey Nation. We've already proven that we have the power to change things through our vote, and we're going to make it even more obvious in this election. So this morning, we invited the Senator on. We're talking about one thing and one thing only, the importance of all of us getting out to vote.
Thank you so much. Listen, the main message this morning is that we need you to vote. We need you to show up. Election day is happening right now in Georgia, and we need you to show up. And as you think about that, I want you to consider the choice in front of you. I have already written and passed the bill to cap the cost of insulin for folks who are on Medicare to no more than $35 of out-of-pocket cost per month. That will be in place coming this coming January. I wrote another provision to cap the cost of prescription drugs for seniors. Now, when I raised these issues during the debate on the insulin question, as I talked about the need to cap the cost of insulin and that these companies should not be price gouging a medicine that people need, especially in a state where a million people have diabetes, my opponent, you know what his response was? He said people just need to eat right. And I don't know how it is that he's running for Senate and he doesn't know that you can eat right and still have diabetes. And it doesn't explain why they're gouging the price. If his answer to the insulin crisis and price gouging is people just need to eat right, maybe he should run for dietitian. I'm running for the United States Senate to represent the people of Georgia.
Come on. Yeah. You know, also I like to point out, sometimes people take positions based on money. And if you supportive of big business, then you're not going to say nothing about big business. You've also fought really, really hard, sir, to protect and create jobs through Georgia. How did this come about?
We passed the Jobs and Competition Bill a few months ago, and let me say that we did that on a bipartisan basis. I'm listed as the 18th most bipartisan senator in the Senate. I'll work with anybody if it helps me to get something done that's good for the people of Georgia. And I've done it time and time again. This Jobs and Competition Bill, among other things, it invests in domestic manufacturing, keeping the jobs right here in Georgia, right here in the United States. We have a plant right in West Point, Georgia, that had to shut down on multiple occasions, not because they didn't have enough customers, but because they didn't have enough chips. We're waiting on chips to come from China that we ought to be making right here in the United States. And so I led the fight in passing the Jobs and Competition Bill to keep those jobs right here in Georgia. That same bill also invests in creating STEM jobs right here in the country, and it invests in HBCUs, historically Black colleges and universities. I'm a proud Morehouse graduate. I know that we have smart young people on these college campuses.
HBCUs have been punching way above their weight for so long. They've been doing so much for so many people for so very little that people expect them to do something for nothing. I secured in the Jobs and Competition bill $2.7 billion with a B for HBCUs. I've secured a total of $6 billion in the 20 months that I've been in the Senate for HBCUs.
That's wow. Major.
Thank you, Senator. Yes.
A vote is a kind of prayer for the world we desire for ourselves and for our children. It's time to put our faith and our dreams into action. People gave too much for us to sit home. And the four most powerful words in a democracy are the people have spoken. But we need people to get out and vote. Don't wait. The issues are too urgent. The stakes are too high. So tell everybody you know. Call your friends. Call your family members. Call your church members. Call the people who owe you money and tell them that it's time. Tell them it's time to vote.
We're going to show up. Thank you, sir. Hey, everybody. Our special guest this morning, Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate. Show your love. Get out and vote for Senator Raphael Warnock. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. Today is the day. Please get out and vote. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's common, you know, for lottery winners to wear a disguise when claiming their massive prizes. So, you know why they do that, so that they don't have to worry about people robbing them or trying to extort them or anything. But that's not exactly why one lottery winner in China did it. He's just identified as Lee. Just call him Lee. And I'm talking about L-I, Lee, okay? The lottery winner showed up to claim his prize dressed in a costume so he wouldn't be recognized. This sounds like you, Tommy, by his own family.
There you go. What you got to do. Do what you got to do.
Lee told reporters he didn't want his own wife and children to know that he had won about $30 million. His reason for it is not what you expect, though. He wasn't planning to take the money and run away from his family. He says he didn't want his kids to feel superior to anyone else and not work. He adds that he didn't want them to become arrogant or lazy. And while some people have applauded his decision, others think he's horrible for keeping his family in the dark. And then there's some who look at Lee from a legal perspective and say he is violating martial law, which considers all assets marital property. So here's the question, guys. Would you tell your family if you won the lottery?
Hell no.
What? Would you show up in costume to collect your winnings?
Oh, no, I'm going down there as me, Steve.
Coming up in 33 minutes after, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time for a round of Would You Rather. Out the gate, would you rather be a moderator at a Republican debate, or would you rather moderate your family's holiday meal arguments?
No, I want to be at that debate so I can ask real questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Junior, Tommy?
I don't know. I got some people in my family. I'd love to. So go ahead and moderate that, because that's going to be ignorant. That's going to be way more fighting, way more cussing. That's going to be a lot happening.
And Kier, you know we love your family.
Yeah, I'm going to be all day long. I can't wait for my Uncle Junior to go in there and get another plate, and he ain't putting in on his food. Oh, it's going to be a fight right then. I'm going to be there to moderate that. Yeah.
All right. Would you rather fight Mike Tyson once or talk like him for the rest of your life?
Talk like him. Because if I fight him, I'm going to be talking like him. Like for real.
Might be talking less.
I'm not fighting.
Fight Mike, no.
Dude.
So you're so not you gonna fighting.
Talk
okay.
like him.
I just talk like him.
Ludicrous, yeah. Ludicrous. All right. Would you rather be great at sex and have a bad body, or would you rather be bad at sex and have a great body?
Ooh. I'm A now.
I think I'm A already.
Yeah.
But I'm cold with this t-shirt on. I can't take this t-shirt off.
All right, come on. You know, you're next. What you got, Steve? Great sex, bad body.
I'm good where I am right now.
A or B?
I already know I got bad body. I ain't never had no complaints ever. Ever. You ain't heard a lot of stuff about Steve Harvey. You ain't heard that though. You can leave me for a lot of reasons, but it ain't gonna be for that though.
Uh-huh.
Lack of attention, you know, loss of interest, you know. he ain't know how to go home.
All right, would you rather
in order to be great at it, you gotta get around a little bit, you know. You can't just can't just be at one place, you know. You ain't gonna get great at one spot, that's for sure. Got to get around.
Would you rather never be able to lie? Or that's never be able to tell when someone's lying to you?
No, B.
B.
B. I don't give a damn if you lying to me.
Ain't you lying to them?
I've got to be able to lie. There's no way.
Your lie ain't gonna
clearly,
be
clearly. I didn't care what you said. I've got to be able. I don't give a damn about you lying to me. I get lied to all the time. That ain't no problem. We'll figure that out later.
You're cool
but
with it.
Let me give you right. something to figure out, sir. Ma'am.
All right, that's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour on this election day.
Hell, I can live without lying.
It'll be our last break of the day, and we'll get some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this. You hear him.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, it's election day. It's our last break of the day.
Voting.
Yep.
Voting is the most important thing that we can do. And the rights that we have in this country. Listen, man, it's because of the lack of voting that the other rights are in jeopardy. The right for a woman to choose life, what she wants to do with her body. The right to decide who can carry a firearm in this country and not. The right to vote for all citizens. The right to travel free from country to country. The right. We've been dealing with this since we got here. The rights. The rights. The policies that's in place that have been so restrictive of us. We need somebody that cares about the people. Somebody who's willing to put some laws in place for the lawlessness that we have in this country, both outside and inside the police department. We need more stuff done about the laws of the crimes that's being committed. I'm all for that. But we also need some laws to protect people when they are pulled over by the police. I don't know why people think just because a person is a police officer that they're capable of making quality decisions. That's not how this works. And they bring some of these prejudices, they bring all of their prejudice to work every day. And we see it turned out in all types of ways. In Georgia, we watched Governor Kemp, who has access to $6 billion that's sitting there. He could have saved the Atlanta Medical Center. We need another trauma center down here in Atlanta, but it's in the hood. So why save it? Because saving the trauma center would be saving lives. Well, y'all wouldn't have so much crime. Well, if we had some gun laws. Hello. If we had some gun laws, we wouldn't need to have two trauma centers. I know some parts of the world that ain't got no trauma centers at their hospitals because they got gun laws. But the reason we don't have gun laws is because the NRA is the number one lobbyist in politics today, and they control all the politicians. Voting is essential, y'all. We've got to get to the voting polls today. Brothers, I'm asking you, if you haven't early voted, brothers, please get out and vote. I'm asking everybody that hasn't voted today to get out and vote. In Georgia, Stacey Abrams. In Georgia, Raphael Warnock. In Philly, in Detroit, in Milwaukee, in the Carolinas, in Texas, in Mississippi. There are everywhere people need your support. In California, man, they running into some problems. See, here's a sad part. Because of Joe Biden's ratings, they got people thinking if they vote Republican, that'll straighten it out. Man, I don't know how they did it. Well, I know how they did it. The Republicans, the right, the conservatives are masters at deception and delusion. They got everyday people thinking they talking to them when they not. You know, when they talk about small businesses, their definition of a small business is not your mom and pop store, your t-shirt stand, your kiosk in the middle of the mall. If you look up small business, the definition of a small business at the Small Business Administration in the United States, look it up. You have to make a lot of money to be considered a small business, a midterm cap business, and a large business. It's a totally different number. They ain't even talking about you. We got to vote, y'all. Today is a big day. Today is a big day. Let's vote. If you're in Georgia, go to StaceyAbrams.com/vote. StaceyAbrams.com/vote and get your precinct. Marjorie and I went to the wrong precinct last year, so they gave us a provisional ballot that we filled out because we had moved and they had done something, blah, 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 blah. And we got a provisional ballot. There were 7,000 provisional ballots done in the state of Georgia last year. Well, last election. Well, Kemp has come along and transcended a law that there are no more provisional ballots. No more. The bulk of those provisional ballots was in places and communities we live in because they shifted the polling stations for confusion and voter suppression. But you could get a provisional ballot. Now they switched the polling stations again and created a law where you don't get a provisional ballot. 7,000 people would have been denied the right to vote last year. Donald Trump was only looking for 11,000 votes so he could still be president. You see how slick they are? And the slickest move of all moves, they done went and got Herschel Walker, who got about as much business in politics as I got flying an airplane. This ridiculous human being that they done propped up and called him a black candidate. Man, please. Ain't nobody going for that. We're getting to the polls today, y'all. Today is voting day. Let's be serious about it. It's our obligation. Stand in line. Sit there. Take your water. Take a snack. Take a fold-away chair. Take a pop-up stool. Get yourself comfortable. Do not be denied. And make sure you're at the right precinct. Go to StaceyAbrams.com/vote if you're in Georgia. And go to WhenWeAllVote.org to make sure you are in precincts around the country. WhenWeAllVote.org. Handle your business today. God willing, we'll have great news tomorrow.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart. In ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.